Anxiety continues here as Poland are just hanging on for dear life down 1-0 right now. Going to need a miracle equalizer. No fun. What is fun, though, is to break down the slate of games coming up at 1 o'clock Eastern time and beyond with our line movement here presented by GetMyPhoenix.com. Ken, let's go to Soldier Field right now and try to make sense of this Packers-Bears game where maybe like last Sunday we're thinking, okay, this could maybe be like Jordan Love against Trevor Siemian or Nathan Peterman. Justin Fields practices in full on Thursday and Friday. Fields is on track to start. Simeon's on IR, season over, so the Peterman catalog is going to be the backup. Who knows what's going to happen here? Aaron Rodgers is going to start for Green Bay. Also, the Bears are on bye next week. It seems crazy to me that they would start Fields in this game, given his injuries, given he's the future of the franchise, given that they have a bye next week to get him healthy. So I kind of have a sinking suspicion that there might be some tomfoolery here as we head towards kickoff for the second straight week with the Bears quarterback position. I am not basing that off inside information. No one has said that to me. That is just like my organic thought as to what we might see here. It doesn't make sense to me, although I guess the Bears could just be dumb. That could be possible as well. Ken, what can you tell us about the market here for the Packers at the Bears?
I wish I could tell you more with like a lot of confidence, but maybe that means that like we can find some valuable bets to be made. And just the really interesting thing about this game. So the market for the game really hasn't moved a ton throughout the week. It's always kind of been more than the key number of 3. The Packers have always been favored in the game. Yeah, it's bounced around like 3.5, 4, 4.5, because we didn't really know whether Justin Fields was going to play in the game or not. I guess we really didn't know whether Aaron Rodgers was going to play in the game or not either earlier in the week. We found out that at least to start the game, both of them are going to play. Now, the really interesting thing is this is essentially like a fake game. And I don't, you know, the score will count. The final records will be updated. Like, it will go in NFL history as a real regular season game. But there's like nothing here. I mean, like, both teams cannot make the postseason. Both teams are already looking ahead to next year. Both teams spent the entire week fielding questions about the future of their quarterback positions. And like in the Packers case, is like Rodgers, like is he gonna get benched for the rest of the season or go to the bench for the rest of the season? And he basically was like, I'm open to that if they want to go in that like all this kind of talk. That was the Packers all week, and the Bears all week was, should they play Justin Fields in this game? Season's over, and you've had a lot of weeks to evaluate him, so this can't really be, you know, this isn't like the Panthers with Sam Darnold where it's like, look, we haven't seen this guy, we got to know what's going on. The Bears have seen plenty of Justin Fields.
I think they have like a pretty good idea. Culture. Like Matt Eberflus, like, let's beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers here.
Right.
Let's get like a win under our belts. It's like, who cares? It doesn't matter.
So if this is like a weird, if this is like an exhibition game almost, if that's true, like the players will be playing very hard. It's not about the quality of the effort. It's just about a couple different things. One, I think games like this, you always can get a weirder outcome than you would expect. So what would that mean? I think that would mean playing the Bears to win the game might be a good idea. And it may be a good idea because are we sure that either of the quarterbacks that are going to start the game are going to finish the game? And I haven't checked BetMGM, Nick, so I don't know if on BetMGM, if there are Aaron Rodgers or Justin Fields props. Like, Justin Fields is off the injury report. He would be a kind of quarterback
there
that
are.
Should get props. Right, exactly.
So I
know in other places there are. I think there's a non-zero chance that both guys don't finish this game. And why? Because it's not a real football game. So, of course,
if this was a
preseason game. Right, exactly. They're nursing injuries. All the talk all week has been about whether either one of them will play, period, or whether they will play the rest of the season. Why does that have to start after this game? Why wouldn't it start during the game in some ways? Justin Fields is playing with one arm. He is a running quarterback. You're telling me over the course of the game, in the first half, he will get hit 10 times in this game. You're telling me he's just, after each hit, all good? Or even like, he might be like, I'm going to stay in the game. How is this a good idea for the Bears? A running quarterback with one arm. It's like really bizarre, honestly. So there are Fields props, 162.5 passing yards, 66.5 rushing yards. There are Aaron Rodgers props, 226.5 passing yards. I have been waiting, like, just to kind of see, like, as we get closer to kickoff, or do they make any announcements about stuff? Because it might be moot, right? But we might get to kickoff and they might swap a starting quarterback anyway. You make those bets, you push on your bets. It's no action. The guy doesn't start the game. But as we get closer to kickoff, if it seems like this is going to happen, I think I'm going to have, now look, I'm not asking to bet 15 units on this, so maybe it's smaller amounts, but I think I'm spreading out over every under involving both of these quarterbacks playing the entire game. So it's every under on Fields and it's every under on Rodgers. And if I get 1 out of 2, great. And I could also win them organically too, right? They could just play bad. They could just not play very well. It could be a low scoring game. I could win everything anyway, but you have an extra path to victory here that you don't have in a normal game. Like let's pick a game where we like feel very, I mean, just like something, Chiefs Bengals. I think we could say with like a high degree of certainty that it is very likely Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow are going to play every snap of that game. And so the prop market is being designed with the idea that like they're playing the full amount. And most prop markets are designed that way. Like the guy's going to play the whole way. This is a game where you can win just because the performances are bad. They play the whole way and they play poorly. That would be true in any game. But you have an extra path to victory in this game by betting the under, which is that they don't even finish the game. Either they get pulled just out of like precaution in the second half. They sustain an injury. Both quarterbacks are playing with injuries. Extra paths to victory always seem like a good idea when you're betting stuff in the NFL. So I think it's like a lot of prop unders on the quarterbacks. If you can find some like outlier stuff, which I know some sports books offer, like not just under, but like Rodgers under 226. What's like under 180? What's like under 150 with big prices attached to it?
Yep.
He's going to go under that more than other quarterbacks are because there's a bigger chance he's not going to finish the game. So just like a really interesting game for that reason. It's like side and total are uninteresting to me. Like, sure, there are really good guess. All the other stuff about this game is the most interesting stuff.
I think the side is pretty interesting, actually. Now, I don't think there's
a bet. I don't think you can make as much on it.
Yeah, but it's also like, because if Fields is not Fields, and like maybe it's like a live betting thing. Let's say Rodgers looks good early and Fields is like they're not running, and it's the
point.
Bears offense. What
the live betting argument is a great point.
Yeah. And the Bears have no defensive, like the entire secondary's hurt. All the good young players on the defense are hurt in the secondary. They traded all the good players also on defense. And Darnell Mooney's out for the year. And if Fields can't run, and this is like the week one Bears offense here against Rodgers, and if Rodgers is going to finish the game, the Packers are going to kill them. So maybe it's a live bet where, like, if Rodgers looks good early and they're not running with Fields, the Green Bay is going to win the game by 10. But if Fields looks good, I think this game is a field goal or less. So I don't know if there's much to do pregame here, but that's just kind of my thought on how the game's going to play out depending on the health of the two quarterbacks. You bet Nick and Ken live line movement here for week 13. We will get to the Chiefs and the Bengals, the Dolphins and the Niners in a moment. But Ken, give us about a minute here, if we've even got it, side in total as the Philadelphia Eagles entertain the Tennessee Titans in the A.J. Brown Bowl.
Yeah, just one of the more interesting games throughout the week from a line movement standpoint. The Eagles opened about 5.5, 6-point favorites. They were 5.5 for the majority of the week. And then late in the week, Titans money started to come in. We saw 4.5 hit the board. I was at my nephew's birthday party talking to an Eagles fan yesterday. And we were both talking about the game. And I go, yeah, if it hits 4, like I have to put the bet in if it hits 4. And we both like kept tracking it throughout the course of the birthday party. And by the end of the birthday party, it was 4. And I have a bet on the Eagles -4. Now the 4s got bet this morning and last night. So there are no more 4s. Now we're back to 4.5, 5 again. Just again, another one of those games this week. It feels like we've had a few of those, like some classic kind of two-way line movement, basically, where the number will get bet down. It'll hit a point of resistance. And then it'll get back up again on the other side. Not every game fits that description. We've had a bunch of them this week, and this is one. So current market is Eagles basically 4.5, but it was as high as 6, and it was as low as 4, and it is neither of those things right now.
Last one for us to hit here, and this one hasn't hit any key numbers, but I just think it's like, I don't think often without injuries, really, any major injuries, anything unexpected, we see a line move like this. Now, it hasn't hit 3 on either side, so it's not like the most tremendous move we've ever seen, but again, it is noteworthy. What can you tell us here from open to now with the Chargers and the Raiders today in Las Vegas?
Yeah, a small spread favorite flip game, right? We have a couple of those on the board. You know, we have Atlanta-Pittsburgh, where Atlanta was a small favorite. Now Pittsburgh is favorite in the game. We have the Jacksonville-Detroit game, where the favorite has flipped multiple times this week, where each team has been favored by like a point or a point and a half. The Lions are currently favored in that game. And then we have the Chargers-Raiders, the game that you're referencing. Chargers opened like a pretty small road favorite in the game. Obviously still alive for the playoffs, whereas the Raiders really aren't. So maybe from a motivational standpoint, that number makes sense. It's also a division game. It's also like a ton of history between these teams. They probably are going to play close games against each other. And the Raiders are currently 2.5-point home favorites. So we've gone from one team favored by basically like 1, 1.5 to now the other team favored by 2.5. I don't think it's going to go to 3, but it could. Like, it's not impossible. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't ever touched 3.
I bet the Chargers immediately. I would bet the Chargers.
I think, and if you're listening to this and you're like Nick and you hear, wait, that's going to go to 3, I would bet the Chargers the second it goes to +3. I've got some news for you. A lot of other people out there are thinking the exact same thing. And I would bet you, good word choice, the second it goes to Raiders -3, you will find resistance and the Chargers will get bet at that point. And it won't be because Nick and I are in their betting. It'll be because people way bigger than us are in their betting at that point. My guess is that'll be your resistance point in the game, unless it's like Justin Herbert's injured or something we can't see coming. But yeah, kind of an interesting game. Favorite flips. Raiders, who have way less of a chance to make the playoffs than the team they're playing, are favored by 2.5. And we'll see if this gets to 3, and we'll see what happens when we get there.
Yeah, basically my take early in the week was if this hits 3 on either side, I'm interested. I thought I was going to get Raiders 3, not Chargers 3, so we'll see if that ends up happening. Josh Jacobs apparently is going to be good to go in this game. He's questionable, going to work out pregame. The insider's tweeting overnight that there's optimism that Jacobs is going to be good to go, but we won't know that until later. That is an afternoon game. It Moved is brought to you by GetMyPhoenix.com. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more.